Welcome to Facing Fear with Sarah. My name is Sarah McInerney Hawk. I am your host. I went from 30 flirty and thriving to 30 flirty and surviving. I was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 30, and prior to that, I had faced a lot of fears in life, which led me to creating this podcast in 2019. Fast forward, here we are many years later, and I've interviewed over 100 different guests with many stories of how they face fear while remaining unapologetically authentic. That is what we are here to do, encourage you to live your life unapologetically and authentically. The Facing Fear world recently got a little bit bigger because a new part of it is in the world, and that's my book, my very first book. It's called Does Carcinoma Mean Cancer? It covers the 4 days between being tested for cancer and finding out that I had it, and the funny things that happened in between. Well, you know, funny, happy, sad, etc. It can be found anywhere on Amazon, and it's a graphic memoir, which means it is 70% art, 30% text, and it's 74 pages long. So it's something you could read in one sitting, revisit multiple times because the art has a lot of dual meanings, and I'm so proud of it. Go check it out on Amazon or facingfearwithsarah.com/book. All right, let's get into this week's episode. Okay, I've said this once and I'm gonna say it again and probably again in the future, but I swear every episode I'm like, oh, this is my favorite one. This is a baby. This is my baby. Look at it go. Oh my gosh. But truly, this episode is gonna be so special because I bought a Taylor Swift song for this episode from Amazon, charged right to our joint credit card. So shout out Jacob. Hopefully you're listening again. Oh, by the way, you guys, I already told you that he was listening, which is really awesome. This episode is very special because there's a Taylor Swift song in it, because it involves my mom, my Nana and Grandpa, this is why I never drink sparkling water. Okay, future note, never ever drink sparkling water when you're about to record, but this is all I have, and I've had 100 gallons of water today, so... Also, it's 10:53 and I just needed some motivation. So I've got some lemon Spindrift in front of me right now. I don't actually like sparkling water, like hardly at all, but I will drink Spindrift. So shout out. Sponsor me. Just kidding. Someone sponsor my husband because way too much of our grocery budget is towards literally sparkling water. It's quite insane. Just drink regular water, you know? You know what I'm saying? But okay, anyways. Okay, I want to start off and just give you a heads up of what's coming. So what's coming? Spotify Wrapped just came out. And my top song was Dear Reader by Taylor Swift on what I would call a four-way tie for my favorite albums of hers. My four-way tie is Midnights, Reputation, Folklore, and Evermore. I cannot pick a first place. But Dear Reader is from Midnights, and I think it's very appropriate to have bought the song and share it with you guys and put it on this episode, because it was my number one listened to in 2023, and it just, you know, really gets me. Her lyrics are the absolute best, but also because soon enough, and hopefully if you purchase my book, you're gonna be a dear reader. You're gonna read my book. There's also another Taylor Swift reference in my book on the same page, so you'll just have to buy it to find out. But I really like the writing on that page, and I really like my letter to my readers, and that is hopefully going to be you in the future. So I'm going to talk about Dear Reader, this amazing song, and then I'm going to share the most epic adventure I went on, because I decided that this book needs to be hand-delivered to the people it's dedicated to. And my book is dedicated to my mom and my Nana, and I wanted to hand deliver it to them, and I pulled off this amazing surprise that truthfully could not have come together without the help of God and the universe and God winks and beautiful timing and things coming together. So I'm going to tell you about Dear Reader first, and then I'm going to tell you about my trip afterwards. Thank you. when this came out as my top song on Spotify Wrapped, I was not surprised because I love it so much. It's probably still going to be my top song in 2024, unless that crazy gal does Reputation re-record Taylor's version, then we're going to have a whole other slew of Taylor Swift problems in 2024. But for now, my sister Cindy, who's also a Taylor Swift fan, was like, why is Dear Reader your top song? Like, I'm just curious. Tell me more about it. And I was like, I would love to. And so not only did I tell her through a voice memo, but I'm going to tell you guys. So here's why Dear Reader was my favorite song of this year. So she says, Dear Reader, if it feels like a trap, you're already in one. Dear Reader, get out your map, pick somewhere, and just run. Dear Reader, burn all the files, desert all your past lives. And if you don't recognize yourself, that means you did it right. Ugh, that makes me want to cry. And makes me cry because that was my intention for 2023. Because in 2021, I feel like I truly did fall into a trap. Like, I will never get over turning 30 and then 2 months later going from 30 flirty and thriving to 30 flirty and surviving. And I felt like cancer was absolutely a trap. And by the time I realized what was happening, like, it's too late, right? Because the time I realized it, I found the lump in my breast, and that's it. Like, there's no getting rid of that. There's no eating so much kale that it shrinks and goes away. So, like, if it feels like a trap, you're already in one. And then my 2023, fast forward, was get out your map, pick somewhere, and just run. That definitely reminds me of leaving my corporate job after 9 years. I actually left it without a plan at all. Like, I told Finish Line, here's my last day. And when I said that to my boss and then boss's boss and the HR woman, I did not know where I was going to be employed next. But I was like, fuck it. Get out your map, pick somewhere, and just run. And I've said it once and I'll say it again. I was not running away from Finish Line. I absolutely love and adore that place and those people to this day. But I just needed to do something else. I needed a different path. And then this is my 2023. Burn all the files, desert all your past lives. And if you don't recognize yourself, that means you did it right. I mean, cancer makes you not recognize yourself in so many ways. And most of them you don't freaking choose. But in 2023, I got the biggest tattoo I've ever gotten. The most expensive tattoo I've ever gotten. I've done things this year in 2023 old Sarah never, ever, ever would have done. And I would be willing to bet if you put me in a, you know, high school reunion situation, I would be pretty unrecognizable, not just by looks, but definitely by looks, because I have gained a lot of fat, lost a lot of muscle. I have short hair now, you know, new piercings, new tattoos, but that's where I wanted to go. So burn all the files, desert all your past lives. And if you don't recognize yourself, that means you did it right. And I set a intention for 2023 and I actually feel like I did it right. So then she goes on to say, bend when you can, snap when you have to. I love that because I really felt like, okay, so if I'm gonna have breast cancer, I guess we're doing it. But snap when you have to. I snapped a few times. Like, it just bent me too far, you know. And I took a leave of absence earlier this year. I said no to a whole bunch of shit. I said yes to some other things. And I just really like that. Dear Reader, bend when you can, snap when you have to. Let's see, what other lyrics do I really, really like? Okay, these lyrics, or I guess this part of the song has less to do with me, but I think it's so good. She says, if you knew where I was walking, to a house, not a home, all alone, cause nobody's there. When I pace in my pen and my friends found friends who care. No one sees when you lose when you're playing solitaire. To a house, not a home, all alone, because nobody's there. Oh, that's so good. That's such a good different definition between home and house. And she says, my friends found friends who care. No one sees you lose when you're playing solitaire. So I just love that. No one sees When You Lose When You're Playing Solitaire reminds me of Brené Brown's Get in the Arena, or Don't Talk Shit to Me About What I'm Doing and What I'm Trying to Pursue Unless You're Going to Come Down Here and Play Too. But if you want to sit in the stands, then sure, go play solitaire, because no one sees when you lose. Oh, just so good, so good. And the main chorus of this song is, never take advice from someone who's falling apart. Never take advice from someone who's falling apart. You should find another guiding light. And I love that because, again, in 2023, I really kind of pulled back on all my Facing Fear stuff, all the podcast stuff, because I felt like I cannot be just like shouting into the void and like marketing myself and putting myself out there. Like, I just need to sit back and take things in. And so I was definitely someone who was falling apart. I'm still putting myself back together, but I know how to put myself back together with gold, thanks to my friend Danny, who taught me about the art of kintsugi. But yeah, she says, you should find another guiding light, but I shine so bright. You should find another guiding light. I think for her, you know, the world sees her as this big, huge, beautiful light. She must know all, be all, see all. But she's like, and I love, this is the last song on Midnights. And Midnights is just so phenomenal. And it's so good. It's pop. It's emotional. It's slow. It's fast. It's insightful. It's fun. It's goofy. I mean, Karma is a cat, you know? But this is the last song. And she says, you should find another guiding light, but I shine so bright. You should find another. You should find another. And that's the end of it. And I just really like this because she ends with this humbleness of, she's self-aware that what the world thinks of her and that she's probably the biggest star on the planet. But she still tells people like, look, I'm falling apart. I have fallen apart. And you can take advice from me, but you should find another guiding light. And I think that growing up as the oldest sibling, always being an overachiever, and all of that has made me feel like a guiding light to a lot of people. And then I just felt so ashamed when I couldn't be that anymore for my siblings or my friends who are younger than me or people who looked up to me. And that's okay. You don't always have to be the guiding light, and you can find another. So I'm going to put the song all the way at the end of the episode. So listen to it. It's amazing. And yeah. Whew. Okay, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. All right. So how did I get to Florida to surprise my mom and grandparents and everybody? Okay, preface. My Nana and Grandpa live in Ponte Vedra Beach, which is outside of Jacksonville. They've lived there for a long time. And my mom and uncle take turns usually visiting at least, I don't know what they're doing, like once a month or bi-monthly, whatever. But they have been helping them with paperwork and bills and things like that just to, you know, kind of make that a little bit easier for them. And so I knew my mom was going to be there this past weekend. And I really felt this strong need to deliver the physical copies of my book, the first physical copies, to the women it was dedicated to, which my mom and my Nana. And so I thought, oh my gosh, how perfect would that be? You know, they'll be together and be able to get the book first. So then I hit up my stepdad and I was like, hey, can I go? Like, everything's good. I'm not going to cause anybody any stress. And he was like, no, yeah, do it. So I, being the balling on a budget woman I am, searched for some flights, and I found an Allegiant flight Friday night, Indy to Jacksonville, come back Monday, Jacksonville to Indy. Round trip direct for $108. And I can count, well, no, I can count on two hands the amount of direct flights I've taken, but I am that girl. I will sit through a layover. I'll go to a few cities. Like, I'll do what I have to do to pay minimal to fly and travel. So I saw the situation. It worked out perfectly because with my job, it's super flexible and I can work from wherever. So I worked majority of the day Friday, took my flight that evening, you know, had Saturday, Sunday, worked quite a few hours on Monday, and then flew home Monday night. So I get this Allegiant flight. And on Friday, I would usually text my family group or text my mom and say, hey, I'm at the airport taking off. But I can't do that because I'm trying to surprise my mom. So I text my stepdad. I'm like, hey, taking off, you know, all's good. And he, out of nowhere, he goes, hey, by the way, I think your Uncle Steve is coming this weekend too. Did you know that? And I was like, no, Jim, how would I know that he's coming? Like, I didn't tell anybody about this trip besides you. Why didn't you tell me this earlier? But okay, cool. And Jim goes, yeah, I think he's landing like right around the time that you are. And I was like, there's no way. So I text my Uncle Steve, he lives in Austin, and say, hey, it's a surprise, but word on the block is that you and I are both landing in Jacksonville tonight. What time is your flight landing? Sure enough, my flight landed at 5:15, his landed at 6. So it was so beautiful. I take my nice little Allegiant flight. I've got my backpack, you know, that's all I needed. And I land and I do a little embroidery because I went into cancer 30 years old and I came out 100 years old and I love it. So I'm sitting there doing my embroidery and sure enough, oh, there's my uncle. And so my original plan was just, you know, to take an Uber from the airport to them, but that would have kind of sucked because it's about a 40-minute Uber. So get in the car with my uncle and the little surprise kicks off. So throughout the weekend, I used my phone as my microphone and I recorded some fun stuff. So you're about to hear my uncle, you're about to hear me walk in to surprise my mom and my Nana. And then my grandbob, he lives in the same place my Nana does, but he's in kind of like full healthcare assistance. So he has like another room at the other end of the facility. So you're going to hear me surprise my grandbob. And then you're going to hear me share the book with my mom and my Nana and their voices. And it's just so beautiful. And let's get to it. All right. So first step after I hopped off the plane in JAX, you know, kind of like LAX in a dream in my cardigan. I had a dream in an embroidery pattern I was working on. So me and Miley are super similar. Anyways, okay, so this whole thing starts off with me and Uncle Steve linking up in the airport, and then we get in his car to start driving to Nana Grandma, and then we are headed towards my Nana's place, and we are trying to come up with a plan to surprise my Nana and Mom.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. It's at Al's, right? Oh, you are? Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. All right. Bye. Sarah. She's getting a pizza. Are you a pizza eater?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Okay, good.
So my idea was going to be to turn my location back on as I got closer and call her and be like, oh, what's up? Like, Mom, have you looked at my location today? And have her like zoom in and be like, holy shit, you're in Jacksonville. And then knock on the door and then kind of like surprise Nana. But again, not giving anybody a heart attack. But now that I have you, if you walked in and say hello to everybody and like maybe you take like a few quick steps to like meet them within the living room so Mom doesn't come around the corner or whatever, you know? And then...
Well, they have to open the door.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I can't walk in.
Okay, so they have to open the door. So I'll kind of hide around, like, the courtyard area.
I just set up something. Sorry. So then, you know there's a back door.
Oh, yeah.
And they usually have the blinds up. They can't see what's going on out there.
Do you
know how to get to it?
Yeah.
You just go around the other, the outside. And I'll say, do you guys hear something outside? And they'll be like, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm positive I heard.
And be like, wait, I feel like I see someone or something.
There's somebody. Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's an option.
Okay, yes, good option. I think I like that option.
This is going to be a freak out.
So, yes, I think I like this. And then, okay, so my...
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay, it's not her.
Oh, that's work. I'll have to call him back.
Okay, so then I think I like this idea because it'll go faster and I'm hungry. I want some pizza.
So I am currently standing in my grandparents' assisted living apartment complex place. They have a front door and a back door. And so my uncle is going to go through the front door. And then I'm going to approach the back door. And they have all their windows closed, so that's good. And then he's going to be like, wait, do you guys see someone outside? You see something? And then I'm going to go in. And hopefully no one has a genuine heart attack, because we have quite literally a senior citizen. My Nana is 88. And my mother, who is a... Are you a senior citizen above 60? No. A senior? I don't know. But she just turned 61, so... But it's going to be good. I'm going to be on the patio. My backpack is so fat. I can hear my uncle. Oh my gosh, I don't want to fall into the bush.
Jim did not tell me till today that he was also going to be at the airport at the same time.
Wait, were you just doing, what, how were you going to get here?
An Uber. But now I had a co-conspirator in my surprise.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. Hello. That's so crazy.
It's okay.
Oh, there you are.
You made me here, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sleepover. I'm staying the night.
All right.
No problem.
Okay, I'm at the Austin airport. Was I at the Austin airport? I think
probably,
so.
Probably, yeah. Probably just about to take off.
Yeah, I was on the plane. I was on the plane, and Sarah's like, hey, what time is your flight land or something? She goes, and anyway, so we worked the whole thing out. And then I got...
Like
2 hours ago.
When I was at the airport, I texted Jim like, oh, I just left for the airport. And then I told him like, oh, I'm, you know, at the airport, just like, updating someone. But I called Jim about this like 2 weeks ago, and he never made any mention of Uncle Steve. He said, what time do you get there? Curious. I haven't said a word to Mom. I said, I lay out at 6:15. I'm just going to Uber. He said, you know Uncle Steve will be there too, right? I said, no, I didn't know that. You're the only one I've consoled about this trip. He said, I'm pretty sure. Text him to see if you land near the same time. So then I texted Uncle Steve, and I was like, hi, shush, it's a surprise, but I am also arriving in Florida. And then he was like, wow, me too. He said, I have a rental car. I'll bring you. And I said, I'll bring him perfect. Did you have any clue?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I turned off my location today.
I haven't even looked. I have been so busy.
That's what we thought. And but I was like, I just want to make sure. So I turned off my location today. Now I've entered as a surprise to the front and the back. So I think that's it.
Okay, there's no more entrances.
Yeah, there's no more entrances for me to come through.
That was all an act.
It was all an act.
Yeah.
So I am going to have a drink.
Oh, I'm sweating.
Yeah, it's hot in here.
Yeah, you have a lot on
there. Okay, so that was one set of surprise down, one to go. So as I mentioned, my Nana lives in their apartment on her own, and that's where my mom was staying and where I was staying, etc. And then this, about what you're about to hear, is the next morning when we got up to go get my grandbob, that's what we call him, if you haven't noticed by now, from the kind of like healthcare part of the campus to bring him over to the apartment. So this is my mom and I walking in to get him.
All right. Come on in and help me put grandma up here.
Surprise!
Look who's here. I can't believe it.
Hello. It's one of your grandchildren popping up.
Isn't that amazing?
Unbelievable.
Trust me.
Yes, that's right. Your favorite, right?
Right.
Grandma.
We didn't know either, Dad. I didn't know.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
Good for you, Sarah.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
And guess what, Grandma? I found a round-trip flight for $108.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
I know, and direct. No layovers, no nothing.
I just couldn't believe what I saw.
Wait, yeah. Oh, gosh, it's heavy. This is so heavy.
Oh, you poor thing.
All right, so this is now that we've all settled in, everybody has realized I'm there, Uncle Steve's there, my mom's there, my Nana, my grandpa. And so I decided to tell them, you know, of course I just wanted to come visit you guys for fun, but also my main mission of getting here was to make sure that the book is hand-delivered by me to the people who it's dedicated to. So the book is dedicated to my mom and my Nana, and this is me sharing the book with them, and this is actually a video I recorded of them looking at the book that I ripped the audio from, and they have some really great comments and give you a pretty great preview of the book.
You know, it's a normal day. She's walking down the hallway.
Oh, right.
Oh, fine. Just waited to hear if I have cancer. That's
That's how I felt. Just, right? You know. That's how I felt. And again, isn't this so cool? It's like, really that's good. The back of my head. And it's showing, like, just kind of clouded, like, crammed thoughts. Like, I just don't care about where, you know?
But
isn't it so cool?
And also, I feel like you're going down a hallway to your desk and all these people are walking
by. Oh, yeah. Like thoughts. Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, you should have collaborated with Kevin on this.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding.
A message from the doctor's office. Should I check?
Boy.
Should I not?
And then look, there's my date of when I found out. And that date is very important to me.
And this is the computer.
Bet.
And then, of course, that word. And you're like, what the hell does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Is that what you Googled?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, because I read the report myself and I was like, I can't tell if this is pro, con, good, bad. And then, like, they say carcinoma. They don't say cancer in the report.
No.
So I was like, should I know? I literally panicked. I was like, I should know what carcinoma means. Why don't I know what this means? What am I, 12?
Hey,
like,
everybody around me, do you know what carcinoma means?
No. So I was like, it felt like I didn't know the sky was blue all of a sudden. Like, that's how I felt.
Wow.
Oh,
isn't that so
unreal?
Isn't that
so
cool?
And I feel like it's shouting at me.
Yes. And
exactly.
Then he did that.
That's so
I was
good.
Like, the little skull, get out of here.
Look at that. It's amazing.
Look at her on the phone.
I think she did.
Yeah,
right
look
here.
At that little
the
phone. Mom, you're so good. You're seeing all the details.
I cleared my schedule, and after remembering Jacob was on his way with her pants, I went outside.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she's still in her workout outfit.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that makes me cry, because
I
remember
know,
that.
Right?
That makes me cry, too.
Beyond the jeans. Oh, my God.
This is awesome, Sarah.
I can't turn the page. Were you sitting on a bench?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's a bench outside, like,
oh,
the finish line, like, main entrance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Concern, freak out. The wave.
His hair is so on point. It's amazing.
Oh, oh dear.
I know. Isn't that so cute?
Damn it.
Oh, bro.
And he said that, too?
Yeah.
Cancer Land.
This one I'm really proud of.
This is amusement park of Cancer Land.
I made like this concept up because like it's a one-way entrance.
Of course.
And then, you know, look at all, there's all these things.
Chemo.
There's no exit. You have to do all this stuff.
That's true.
You know, there's radiation.
Clever.
Like, you know, there's no returning. There's my lightning bolt.
Yep. You came up with this? Or
yeah,
you came up
I
with
did.
That?
Obviously,
really
my
good.
Version of it was way more disgusting and messy and
right.
sticky and pokey.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a beautiful picture. Roman makes the cut.
Yes.
Oh, we love Roman. Oh, there's the illustrator.
Yeah.
Southern Indiana.
Looks like a nice man.
He's so good, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He... You're so lucky you found him.
And he works that Finish Line.
God. That's incredible. It's so good, huh? Incredible.
You're amazing.
Thanks for bringing it here.
And then after I let my mom and Nana read it over, I sat next to my grandbob and he and I read it together. And what you'll hear is mostly his voice reading it. And my grandbob has read books to us our entire lives. God bless my parents who drove us every single summer to New Hampshire, 16 hours away, one way. That's how we have remained so close with my grandparents. And then in the spring, they would drive us down to Jacksonville, Florida to be with them for usually Easter or spring break. And just my whole life, probably until I was 13, maybe even older, we would always end every single night with my grandfather reading us a book. And he is hilarious. He's sarcastic. He's funny. He's like really good on the spot. And so I have so many memories of just cracking up on the couch and him making things so funny. Or yeah, if you ask any of my siblings, they would say those are definitely some core memories. And I was also lucky enough while I was in Florida on this trip to go through some photos that they're kind of passing out throughout the family. So you should definitely go to my Instagram, Sarah McInerney Hawk, or Facing Fear with Sarah, and look at the pictures I posted, because I found some pictures of my grandbob reading books to me and my siblings, and how freaking surreal it is to sit next to him and have him read my book back to me. And I'm just so, so lucky to have had that experience and to hopefully have it again in the future. I mean, he's 93, I'm 32, I'm a cancer survivor, he's a cancer survivor. I'm just so, so lucky that I could have this experience. So yeah, let's do it.
We need to perform a biopsy. Sign here. Yeah, starting to think something's definitely going on.
And then look at the knife. Oh. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, that's great. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, which is so true, you know, because a mammogram and an ultrasound, like, they're not going to cut you open, but biopsy, they will.
Yeah, they will. The machine pulling the sampler will make a little noise and you'll feel some uncomfortable pressure. I guess I should brace for impact.
Because that's what it sounded like to me.
As I got dressed and read the aftercare instructions, I felt worried. This obviously was not a routine appointment. Should get results in a few days. Mom was playing it cool, but I knew she was freaking out. That's her. The next few days were filled with torturous mental game. Is it? Is it not? Could it be? Nah. What if? Oh, no. Today I was supposed to find out my brain felt scattered after my morning workout. I planned a cute outfit to distract myself and realized I forgot my pants. Seriously?
Yes, yes.
No luck finding spare jeans in my trunk. But I remember Jacob was home on fall break. That's when you called him. I cleared my schedule, and after remembering Jacob was on his way, I went outside. Look at you. He's got his pants.
No, those are mine. Remember? Pants. Yeah.
Yeah, your pants. Jacob had no idea just how much I needed him beyond the jeans at that moment.
That's so cool.
It's great.
Okay. All right, so if you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening. Although this is a pretty short episode, considering I had to put together multiple recordings, multiple audio from videos, doing my own voiceovers, you know, just one woman show over here doing it all. Oh, and I bought a Taylor Swift song that you're about to hear soon. But this is the little conclusion of the trip, so you're going to hear me say goodbye to everybody, and I do want to just tell a funny story really quickly about my plane ride home. So, you know, I got Allegiant tickets. I bypass all that shit where they're like, aren't you sure you want to add a bag? Don't you want to buy your seat? Don't you want to get a taxi upon getting there? Don't you want to get a hotel? No. I looked this up on Google Flights. I saw it was $180. That is what I'm going to pay. 108. So I'm very careful when I book flights on Allegiant, Frontier, Spirit, etc. Every time they offer you something, there's a tiny little button in the bottom right that says, no thanks, skip. And I even do that when it comes to seats because the flight to Florida is only like 2 hours. Like, fine. I'll sit in the middle. It's fine. But I got so lucky on my way to Florida. I sat in the aisle, so that was great. And then on my way home, my ticket says, okay, so it's usually like a zone and then your seat, right? And then, oh, the pre-boarding time and the boarding time. So mine says zone 99, seat zero. So first of all, Allegiant was like, seriously, F you. For not buying a seat from us. So here's zone 99. Usually zones are like 1 through 5 or 1 through 6. So they said zone 99. Huge middle finger to me. I'll take it, Allegiant. It's fine. It's cool. And then seat zero. So I was like, sweet, swag. I am the fucking pilot, I guess. But I was like, well, I'm certainly not waiting till they call zone 99 because that doesn't exist. So I said, eh, F it. So I got in line, actually got in line with this woman that I met on the way to Jacksonville. We literally had the same flight path. Coolest woman ever. She has the same haircut as me. So we kind of hit it off about that. And then she was taking a trip to see friends. I was going to see grandparents. We were chatting the way. Told her all about the book, et cetera, et cetera. And then when I was coming back and I decided, no, I'm not going to wait till zone 99. I saw her in line and they were on like zone 5 or 6. So I was like, whatever, nobody cares. So I got in line with her and then I walk up and I was like, look at my ticket. It says seat zero. She was like, oh my God, what do you think that means? I was like, I have no idea. I'm either driving the plane or I'm going to be strapped to the top. And she was like, well, you can share a seat with me if you need. And I was like, thanks. But anyways, I get up there. They assign me a seat and it's a window seat. So I'm like, fuck yes, let's go. And then, you know, people are boarding. Plus it's row 8, which is in the front of the plane. Again, I ball on a budget when I travel. So I'll sit in the back of the plane. I don't care. It's fine. So being in a single digit row was already a luxury. Then I'm in the window. Oh my gosh, double luxury. Then this plane is about to take off and nobody's in my row. I could cry. It was the best thing ever. So I had whole row to myself. I was so lucky, very safe. Definitely said a prayer or two or three on the way home of how fortunate I was to have found these tickets, to have been able to see my mom and my uncle and my grandparents and be able to pull off this surprise, but also deliver them something that I am so proud and honored to dedicate to them. And then to fly home so comfortably. I'm just a very lucky girl and I appreciate every moment of this weekend. And I appreciate you for listening to this adventure. So here comes goodbye. Here comes the last time. No. So here comes me saying goodbye to my grandparents as I'm leaving. And then dear reader, Taylor Swift song. I absolutely love it. And I really hope that you get to be one of the readers of my book coming soon. I'll be over there. Okay, Grandbab, I'm leaving.
Okay, dear.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, of course. Yes. So good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you.
Yeah.
Sure glad you took time to come over.
Me too. And such a lovely surprise, right?
Mm, absolutely. Well, have a good trip back.
Okay, love you so much.
Great, me too, Sarah.
Mwah.
Thank you for
coming. Of course. Okay, bye, Nana.
Oh, Sarah, you have no idea how this much is me.
Uh-oh.
I'm surprised. You are fantastic.
Thank you.
You are just so special. And we hope you come back again.
Love you so much.
Oh, good. Have a safe journey home.
Thank you.
And our love to Jacob. Be careful, be good, and I'm so glad to see you.
Thank
bright
you.
And cheery.
Okay, I gotta carry all my stuff. Okay, bye, love you guys. Bye, Grandpa.
Dear reader, if it feels like a trap, you're already in one. later. Bend when you can. Snap when you have to. Dear reader, you don't have to answer just 'cause they asked you. Take advice from someone who's falling apart. Never take advice from someone who's falling apart. So I wander through these nights. I prefer hiding in plain sight. My fourth drink in my hand. These desperate prayers of a cursed man spilling out to you for free. But darling, darling, please, you wouldn't take my word for it if you knew who was talking. If you knew where I was walking to a house, not a home, all alone, 'cause nobody's there. Where I'm pacing my pen and my friends, found friends who care. No one sees when you lose, when you play in solitaire.
You made it to the end of the episode, so I'm going to give you a little surprise. I was recently published in the Wildfire magazine. It is the first and only publication for and by those who are too young to be affected by breast cancer. And you can go get this issue at a discount. So visit wildfirecommunity.org and use code WILDFIRE15, or even better, use the link in my social media, in the show notes today. And if you use that particular link and the code, you can not only save yourself money, but you can also earn me a little bit of money, as I get a kickback from every purchase used under Sarah's link. So go check it out in the show notes. The issue is themed The New Normal, and this is relatable for anybody who's been through some kind of storm in life and is trying to figure out who they are and who and what and how and why life goes on afterwards. So check it out. Go visit wildfirecommunity.org. Use code WILDFIRE15 to save on your version of a print or digital copy of the latest issue called The New Normal. Thank you so, so much for your support.